French Muslims express anger over the publication of demeaning cartoons of Islam's most revered figure, the Prophet Muhammad.
We express to the minister the indignation and the anger of Muslims following a series of provocations. We are expecting from the authorities and from the highest levels of the state strong messages to reassure and appease Muslims and to repeat to them that they have a right to the same respect as all their fellow citizens.
Moussaoui was speaking after a meeting with French Interior Minister Manuel Valls. He says Muslims are furious over the publication of the insulting images by Charlie Hebdo magazine, but he says his community will not respond to such provocations. In the meantime, French authorities have defended the offensive publication.
Freedom of speech is a fundamental freedom, and the freedom to caricature is part of that fundamental right. That can shock some people. That is the case. And the courts are there for those who want to use them. There can be no question about the right to expression, which is the one of information, opinion, of caricature.
The blasphemous act by the French Weekly comes amid growing outrage across the Muslim world over a U.S.-made anti-Islam movie. The French government has banned further demonstrations against this film. Last Saturday, French police arrested dozens of people for taking part in a rally in Paris held against the film. Well, condemnations continue to pour in against the latest cartoons insulting Islam's Prophet Muhammad. The Vatican has slammed the sacrilegious act of the French weekly Charlie Hebdo. It says the anti-Islamic move threatens to add more fuel to the growing anger across the Muslim world and elsewhere. Egypt's top religious seminary, Al-Azhar, has also censored the publication of the caricatures, calling it offensive to Islam and its holy prophet. Tunisia's ruling Ennahda party says Muslims have the right to protest against the publication of the insulting cartoons. The Arab League has also urged people to demonstrate against the caricature, but in a peaceful manner. Let's cross on over to Beirut and get the thoughts of political analyst Ibrahim Moussaoui, who joins us right now. Mr. Moussaoui, thanks so much for talking to us. Well, first, this anti-Islam film, and now these cartoons. I mean, what do you make of it? It just seems there's this effort to demonize Islam and its sanctities.
Well, yes, absolutely. This is something is very clear, is very evident that there is a kind of campaign that has started, has been launched from the United States of America with this film, and then with the cartoons, with all of the publications that has been appearing on the Charlie magazine. What I would say is that the efforts by the Western governments and by the Western, say, public even, I mean, this is more dangerous. We were always used to a kind of Western government official policies that are antagonistic, that are hostile to our societies, to our countries. We have occupation and we have other things. Now, this West is like unmasking its own face in a very clear and in a very subtle way, yet a very reluctant way by demonizing Islam and by the continuous attempts to attack the sanctities and the sacred faces of Islam. Attacking Prophet Muhammad at this time would reveal the essence of the, not the double standards, the hypocrisy of the so-called Western civilization. I'm sorry to say that. It's not a matter of generalization. It's a matter of understanding the essence. Islam by itself recognizes other religions and respects the positive religions and recognizes the heavenly religions. It recognizes Christianity, recognizes Judaism, and it has all respect for people who have their own beliefs. And they would look into the people with tolerance, with the clemency, and they would want them to come into the right way. Yet they won't insult them in any way. We in this part of the world, we the Muslims and the Arabs and all the Muslims, we are under the occupation. We are under the continuous threats. We are under the continuous Western siege, yet we have never done anything that would provoke the sanctities or what they believe as very sacred for them. So this is a very topsy-turvy logic. This is a very upside-down logic. And this is an outcry for all of us as Muslims, as Arabs, as people who believe in the freedom of religious expression to condemn this and to be awakened that what the West want is completely different what they have continuously preached for us all the days and all of the times.
Well, of course, this whole issue of freedom of expression, I think, would also fall under perhaps what you describe as a hypocrisy. I mean, France has come out, their interior minister, defending this in the name of freedom of expression. But then when we talk logically, nobody has questioned, you know, when it comes to questioning, for example, the Holocaust, then the freedom of expression doesn't come under that category. So why is there a double standard in this case?
Look, I mean, we have to understand at this point, there is a kind of Zionistic globalized media. We know that the media in the world, the official line, the mainstream is being owned by the Zionists, by those who hate the Arabs and the Muslims, by the warmongers. We have all been bombarded for years about Iran, this nuclear weapon manufacturing and whatever. And nobody has been able to provide a shred of that. They destroyed Iraq totally under the banner of weapons of mass destruction. And they were using weapons of mass deception, deceiving people. We have to understand at this very important juncture of history and in the world that what they call expression, freedom of expression, is only limited to their own people, to their own public. It does not apply to Muslims. I can tell you scores of examples where they have been explicitly and very openly revealing their own hypocrisy. I'm not going to talk about the media only and about the double standards. What about the philosophers, those who have not gone to the mass media, those who have written books only, like Roger Garoudi, the French, the late French philosopher, because he has casted some skepticism about the Holocaust, they put him into a lot of banning and they won't allow him to come into the public to talk or whatever. What about the judicial role? We have all been bombarded by the French civilization, by Montesquieu, who talked about the separation of powers, the executive power, the legislative power, and the judiciary power. In London, for example, in Britain, the British government has done legislations in order to interfere in the work of the judiciary, to not allow them to go and after the Israeli officers who have done crimes in Gaza or in South Lebanon. This is something that we all know about. Why do they allow them to do provocative works? Why do they allow to publish and to make films that are provocative to 1 billion, 400 million Muslims? And when the Muslims want to say, we don't accept that, they are not allowed. They are not allowed for any freedom of expression to say, we don't take it, we don't accept it. This is a very evident conspiracy. This is a very evident provocative action by the governments themselves, and it reveals the double standards, the hypocrisy, and it only sends one very strong message. They believe for democracy, for freedom of expression, for their own citizens, and not for us as Muslims or Arabs.
We could talk about this for hours. Unfortunately, we don't have the time, but thank you so much for your thoughts there, Ibrahim Moussaoui, political analyst from Beirut.